I think people get caught up in, I think, good questions, but sometimes questions that aren't so significant, like, will I see my husband again? Will we know each other? Will I see my child who died in a car accident when she was six? How do you deal with questions like that?
Well, I think I look at those questions in terms of many of the assumptions we bring to those questions start from the wrong point of view. That wrong point of view is this, that heaven will be a disembodied existence, very foreign to anything that we know. And really, that our assumption is one of lack of continuity rather than continuity. Because if our assumption was continuity of this life to the next life, we would begin by saying, well, of course we'll know each other. Will we become dumber in heaven than we are now? Is heaven based on ignorance? Is it forgetfulness? I mean, just look at what Scripture teaches. You know, we'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we'll give an account for all that we have done in the body. All right, now, will that require a worse memory or a better memory? Well, it'll require a better memory, of course. Right. We'll have to remember all kinds of things that we have forgotten. Then we ask the question about, will we know loved ones? Well, what does Scripture say? 1 Thessalonians 4 tells us we don't grieve as those who have no hope, because we know that we're going to be rejoined with our loved ones. And in that passage, in the presence of Christ, it ends up saying, comfort one another with these words. Why? Because we're going to be rejoined with our loved ones. And that's why we grieve, but we don't grieve as those who have no hope. You see it in Job 19, where Job says that with his eyes, he will see his Redeemer. He will stand on the new earth. He says, after my flesh has been destroyed, after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. So Job, even as an Old Testament saint in one of the oldest books of the Old Testament, understands there's going to be a resurrection, and he's going to see his Redeemer, and he says it's really going to be him with a new body.